Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Brianne Moore, author of the novels A Bright Young Thing and All Stirred Up. Brianne, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff. I'm thrilled.
Sure. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your novel, A Bright Young Thing, how would you describe the novel?
Well, I think I'd describe it as something perfect for the Downton Abbey fans out there, of which I understand there are quite a lot. It's about a young woman in the 1930s named Astra Davies, who finds herself in a pretty tight spot when her parents die suddenly and leave her with very little money. And she has to figure out how she is going to live her life going forward, and complications ensue.
And I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write A Bright Young Thing?
I do. It was actually the film Gosford Park. It's a Robert Altman film, and it was written by Julian Fellowes, who later went on to create Downton Abbey. And it is similarly set in the early 1930s. And one of the subplots in the story is this couple who find themselves short of money and are trying to sort of figure out what they're going to do. So that kind of just kicked me off thinking, well, what would you do in that case? Because, I mean, especially if you were a young woman, you wouldn't really be educated in a way that would allow you to, you know, just go out and get a job like you might be able to actually do today. So, you know, you're brought up basically to be somebody's decorative wife. So what do you do when you're trying to be independent and sort of make it in what can be a hostile world on your own?
Sure. And I'm curious about your own writing journey. What was your writing journey that led you to write and get your first novel published?
I always made up stories from before I can remember. When I was a little girl, I used to just pack up all my Barbies and dolls and things and go out into our back garden and play for hours and hours and just kind of work out little stories to play. So as I got older and outgrew the dolls, I just started writing them down. And so I just kind of kept writing. I just loved making things up and sorting out stories and what people were going to do. And it just sort of became something that I have to do. I think it's that's a very writerly thing. We're like anybody who creates, like painters or anything. We just sort of have to do it, even when it frustrates us or when it doesn't seem to be going well. You know, we just keep at it. We can't quite get away from it. So I've written and written and written. I started writing A Bright Young Thing, which ended up being my second published novel, when I was still a college student. Back in 2005, I started it. And, I wrote some of it, and then I put it aside for a while, and I went back and kind of went picking at it and then put it aside until finally I got it to a place where it could be published. So, and, you know, in between there, I was still doing a lot of other kind of writing. So that's kind of where I got to here.
Well, what is your writing process when you're working on a novel? Are you someone who plans the novel extensively before you sit down to write the first page, or do you kind of dive into the narrative and see where it takes you?
I think it's a bit of both, but I lean more towards the second part that you just said. So I will get an idea and sit down and kind of start to work out the ins and outs of it and who the characters are going to be and what the story is going to be. And then if I feel ready to kind of get stuck into it, then I'll start to write. And as I'm writing, things will occur to me. I find actually with the one I'm working on now, the book I'm working on now, a lot of things would occur to me while I was out walking the dog or something. And I think, oh, I just figured something out. I just like fixed a problem in the story, and I'd stop and like make notes on my phone. My dog was so patient about that. But that's kind of how it goes. I end up making changes sort of as I go and figuring things out and putting things in. And then it makes the revision process a bit mucky, because then I have to go back and sort of make it seem like that's how I intended it to go the whole time. But it's an organic process. It kind of the story develops as I move through it very often.
Sure. Well, I'm curious, are you working on another novel now?
I am, actually. I'm working on revisions to a draft of a new book that I started back right before the pandemic kicked off. So it's been a long journey with this one, with a lot of stops and starts, but finally getting it to a place where I'm pleased with it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And do you have a sense of when that might be published?
Well, I don't know. It all depends on if somebody decides they want to take it on. So we'll just have to see what happens with that. It's a bit different from my other novels. My other two novels were sort of on a little bit on the lighter and funnier side, whereas this one is a bit darker and more serious. So we'll just kind of have to see how that goes.
That's great. Well, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
Oh, gosh. There's so many things that I myself have learned during this process, and you kind of just want to pass it all along. But I would say, understand that your first draft is going to be absolutely terrible, and don't get down on yourself because you feel like it's terrible. It is going to be terrible. You're just trying to get the words on a page. And you just have to keep at it and keep telling yourself, it's all right, I'll go back and fix it later, because you will. And that's fine. That is exactly how it should be. And I mean, that's why I go through multiple rounds of revisions. And if you can get people outside of your family and your closest friends to read your book, definitely do that, because outside feedback is invaluable. And it's good if you can get it from people who aren't necessarily as invested in not hurting your feelings, or who might be more willing to give you the solid truth than perhaps your parents or your best friend or your husband.
Sure. I'm curious, are there particular authors or particular books that have kind of inspired you along the way to, you know, as you were writing your own stories?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All Stirred Up is inspired by Jane Austen's Persuasion. It's a modern day retelling of the story. So obviously, Jane Austen, everybody loves her. She's amazing. And A Bright Young Thing took a lot more inspiration from the works of P.G. Wodehouse, who wrote Jeeves and Wooster and a lot of other comic novels in sort of the 1930s, 40s and 50s. So he was an influence there for sure. And otherwise, I'm a huge fan of both Hilary Mantel and Maggie O'Farrell. I was reading Maggie O'Farrell's book, Hamnet, recently, which she published 2 years ago, I think, 2020. And it's absolutely amazing. And it's kind of funny, because while I was reading it, I was working on parts of my current work in progress. And going back now and rereading it, I can see her influence really creeping into how I've kind of constructed some scenes and how the words are stringing together. So it's kind of interesting to see how you know, the authors that you really admire work their way into your work.
Sure. I'm curious, what other books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Well, I just mentioned Hamnet. That's great. Kate Atkinson's Life After Life is another great favorite of mine. Wolf Hall by Hilary Mantel. And I recently finished a book called Lady in Waiting by Anne Glen Connor. And it is a memoir by a woman who served as a lady in waiting to Princess Margaret for something like 30 years from the 1970s up to her death. And that was that was a very interesting read. It was an interesting glimpse into that sort of whole royal life and British upper class life of the mid-century and all the quirks and the crazy people in it. It's a really good partner to The Crown for anybody who watches that.
Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novels?
Well, I do have a website. It's briannemooreauthor.com. So you can find out more about what I'm doing there. And I have an Instagram account, which I should probably update more often than I do. But that's Armchair Anglophile. So you can find me there occasionally posting fashion stuff and what I'm reading and some things that I'm working on, and also photos of the lovely countryside around where I am lucky enough to live in Scotland. So that's nice.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Brianne Moore, author of the novels A Bright Young Thing and All Stirred Up. The novels are available now, so go buy a copy. And Brianne, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.